Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. This is Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And you may notice my voice sounds a little different today. The trees are blooming. Therefore, I have a very scratchy voice. This is actually the best voice I've had in about 4 days.
Yeah, this is the best you've sounded for a couple days, definitely.
So Wayne is going to be doing a lot of the talking tonight, and I'm going to try really hard not to cough through the podcast. But we want to open with a scripture tonight that you'll understand as we go along. And it comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And the scripture is, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. So we're going to talk about something that has required a lot of forgiveness in your life, right, Wayne?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to share your story and our topic for today?
Well, our topic is talking about divorce and life after divorce, especially getting married again after divorce. As we had shared, I don't know if we shared it in our first or second podcast, when we talked, I guess it was in the second when we shared our testimonies, mm-hmm. I had been married and divorced twice before Cindy and I got married, which is very interesting. When I was looking at this, I realized that there was actually a cycle, which I got married every 4 years, which was really weird when I look at that. But I got married when I was the first time when I was 19, the second time when I was 23, and then when Cindy and I got married, I was 27, which just struck, I never noticed that. That's just weird. Obviously, I had broken that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
That's good. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. That was the end of getting married every 4 years when we got married. So you had these three marriages, and I know the first two were not very long marriages.
Right. Yeah, the first one was 2 years, 4 months, and some odd days. The second one was a little less than a year altogether. So
how did you meet your first wife?
Well, my first wife was actually, I had shared before, I was born and raised in a farm kind of in the middle of nowhere, never dated in high school, and I had just graduated from high school in 1975, and I was actually walking down a dirt road hunting for groundhogs on a summer day, and she was babysitting one of the neighbors at a house about a half mile, three quarters of a mile away. And I stopped and made conversation, and we ended up dating and then getting married a couple months later. So, yeah, so I actually married the first girl I ever dated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then what gave you the clue that marriage was over?
Well, things are not always what they seem to be. I found out toward the end of our marriage that she was still in high school. It was her senior year in high school. I had just graduated. She went on a senior trip. I found out later from one of her girlfriends that while she was there, she had made arrangements to meet a previous boyfriend there briefly for overnight. And then what I found out about our marriage was that she had been seeing her uncle, who was, I believe, 17 years older than she was. She started having an affair with him, which what really made it hurt was he was one of the few guys that I was pretty good friends with and was one of my hunting buddies. So I didn't really know anything about it. I had kind of suspicions. And then he was married and had one son. And his wife found out about it, showed up on at the door where I was living, where at the trailer where my wife and I lived, with a shotgun, looking at them, going to kill them when she found them. So that's how I found out about what was really going on.
That's kind of a story you don't I hear much of these days. Maybe we just don't hear those stories, but
Yeah.
interesting.
It was
Well,
interesting, yes.
okay, so then that was the end of that marriage.
That was the end of that marriage. Yeah.
And then how did you meet your second wife?
My second wife, I was actually, I had moved away from home, which actually I had been born and raised in a farm. That's actually what I kind of figured I always wanted to do. And it's funny how divorce can change your life because after I was married and divorced the first time, something just changed. I couldn't, stay on the farm anymore. I had to get away. So I quit the farm, which was one of the hardest things I ever did, was tell my dad I was going to quit. Went to welding school, worked around for a while, ended up teaching in a welding school, and I had gone home for a weekend and was riding my motorcycle through town and saw this girl looking for a ride and stopped and ended up, it was somebody I had actually known from school, from high school, and I ended up giving her a ride and we ended up dating and then getting married. Well, probably about 6, 8 months later. It wasn't a real long before we got married.
And if I remember the stories that your mother has told me, weren't there some warning signs before you even got married that this might not be a good idea?
Yes, my mother and father both had told me that they did not think it was a good idea. I be honest with you, I forget the reasons, but looking back on them, they were probably pretty good reasons.
I believe your mother saw her kissing some other guy on a street corner in downtown Dushore.
Oh, could be. Could be. Could be. Like I said, I don't remember anymore, but yeah, I think they were probably pretty good reasons. And looking back at it, I think she mainly just used, she did not have a real good relationship with her father. I don't think he was abusive or anything like that, but I know he probably made her follow the rules. And I think she really wanted to get away from home.
Yeah, so this one had a little bit, well, I know that first one had a pretty dramatic ending, but this one had another a lot
Yeah,
of drama attached to it.
it did have a lot of drama
Of course, I
attached
guess
to it.
most divorces have a lot of drama attached to
Yeah,
them, but
yeah. Well, I was working, we got married, moved 2 hours away from where she lived and where I used to live. I was teaching at a welding school. I was working night shift, and one night I came home and I found her on the couch, with another guy who I didn't know. And apparently it ended up, it was the brother of one of my students, which really made it kind of awkward. But according to them, it was all innocent. She was not feeling good, had a fever, and he was, being a nice guy, helping to keep her warm.
well, wasn't she pregnant at the time?
She ended up getting pregnant, which again caused a lot of, it was interesting when once I found out what was going on, that she had been seeing this guy pretty much right after we moved down there, within a month of getting married. When I asked her about, okay, is it his? Is it mine? Her response was, well, we, as in her and the other guy, we don't know whose kid it is. We don't think it's yours, but we don't know that for a fact. So we separated. She really did not want to have anything to do with me. She moved out, which is a whole other story, that she ended up living with seven, if I remember, seven other guys, one being this guy, for a while. I found out from one of her girlfriends that she had had the baby, little girl, and I got a registered letter about, ooh, a couple weeks later, basically saying, well, your wife was in the hospital, delivered a baby girl. There was somebody other than you with her, and they want to give the baby this guy's last name. What do you want to do?
Well, was the I saw the letter because you had it when we first got married.
Did
It
I
said,
still have it? Yeah.
yeah, it said that she had named you somebody other
Oh,
than you
that's
as
it.
the
Yep.
father.
Yep. Yep. So Which at the time, my understanding, my feeling was that they were going to be together. They were going to get married. I knew her and I were not going to. And I really didn't think I had anything to give a baby at that point. So I didn't contest it and I just let it go. Which, and I mean, there have been times I've wondered,
Well, but then I know later on, though, you saw this little girl and she looked exactly like the gentleman that your wife was with. So pretty certain that
I'm pretty sure.
not your baby. So what about forgiveness?
Forgiveness, boy, that's a good one. So I've talked about this a lot over the years, where it's a process. I have gone from the point where if I would have seen either one of them when I was driving down the road at night, if they were pulled over with a flat tire, I have gone from the point where I probably would have struggled whether or not to just drive by or hit them, because I had a lot of anger there towards them, to at the point now where I would gladly stop and change their tire for them, help them, make sure they were on their way. So yeah, God calls us to forgive, and I definitely have forgiven them. Not that it was easy; it was definitely a process. So,
But that's so important. In any time you have an offense towards someone, you're offended by whatever they did to you. Forgiveness really hurts us. It doesn't hurt the other person. Most of the time, the other person doesn't even know that you're angry with them. And this is a whole other podcast about dealing with anger, but it doesn't, just because you forgive somebody, it doesn't mean what they did was okay, but it frees you from bitterness and resentment and allows you to go on with your life free of that.
Well, and it was really hard. It was hard to get married the third time. I mean, I've never regretted it, but it was a hard choice. I really enjoyed being married the first two times. I just didn't enjoy who I was married to, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I enjoyed being married, but again, it's kind of hard to explain, but I've never regretted being married, us getting married and everything. But one of the things I would say is if you're divorced and you're wondering if if you'll ever get married again or want to get married again, I would definitely be open to that. And if you're in a relationship with somebody that was divorced before, I would definitely, I would be open, I would say be open to getting married, but there are so many different things you have to think about because they can really trigger things from the past. For a long time, I would gate when we would talk about different things. I would have to think, and what would tell me my timeline would be who I was married to. It was really kind of weird. But then you might say something like, when we were first married, we would have disagreements, and you would get all upset, and you'd be yelling and stuff, and you'd be upset with me because I wouldn't yell. But my experience was if I got mad or anything at my ex-wives, they would leave me, and I didn't want you to leave me.
Yeah, and we talked about that in the fight. Well, episode. Well, then, in the thing that was very interesting when we first got married is he would be talking about a memory of something, a trip or an event or something, and he would be insisting that it was with me, and it would and we and of course this was the first 7 years of our marriage we were not walking with the Lord, so we both had a lot of baggage that made conflict very interesting.
Interesting.
And so then I'd be really ticked off because I'd be insisting that it wasn't me, and he'd be arguing with me that yes, it was me, and then he'd go, "Oh, wrong
Wrong wife.
wife."
So it's definitely interesting, but well worth it doing it, getting married again. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm glad, and and I think one of the other things that's been, it was hard for me being wife number three, was I always felt I wasn't secure enough in myself and who I was. I always thought in my head, and You never conveyed this, but like I was always wondering in my head how I measured up to the other wives, you know, in whether it was how I cooked or in bed or, you know, whatever, you
I
know.
understand. Well, and when we got married, and this is one of the things, this is a good thing too, a good suggestion, because I had been married twice before. We wanted to make sure when we got married, it would be different than my other two. So our wedding ceremony was different. Our honeymoon was different. You know, so we, you know, so we've tried to make it
We get different color
different.
wedding bands.
Different colored wedding band. Yep, different colored wedding bands.
And I have to say, the one thing I've appreciated about you is, I mean, I've been in a lot of situations where people really bash their exes. They've been married before. And I mean, some people have been in some really awful situations, but I think coming home and finding your wife with other men is, you know, pretty bad.
It's not a lot of fun.
No, and
Good stuff.
but you, I have always respected the fact that you have always, you've never bashed your other two wives to me. Your family has,
Well, my family has,
but
yeah.
you haven't. And
Well, there are, I mean, there's always two sides. There's two sides to every story. I mean, I know, I mean, I hesitate to say I'm still not the perfect husband, but I'm not. And I wasn't then. I mean, there's two sides of everything, so.
Yeah, and I've always respected that, and I think that's that is great advice for if you are entering into another marriage when you've been married before, that you have to respect that the other person. I mean, I'm always really encouraged. Fortunately, in this situation, we didn't end up co well, I shouldn't say fortunately, just the situation was we didn't end up co-parenting any children. But I know there are lots of people out there who are divorced and co-parenting, and when I see the really good co-parenting happening, I really respect that those two people have put aside their personal feelings and differences in order to do what's best for their children. And again, there's lots of different situations, and I know, you know, we're not talking about situations that are unsafe. We're just talking about typical divorces.
The Brady Bunch comes to mind.
Yeah, like the Brady Bunch, where they blended families, or you know, we know families where they're off and on visitation, but and then I've seen some recent social media stories about where the mother and the stepmother are actually co-parenting together, more so than the mother and the dad who are divorced, and how they've put their feelings aside to make that really work. So this is a whole other podcast that we're getting into, but I think back to the scripture that we have from Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. And I do respect that about you, that I really feel you've, I mean, you've always been honest about how your first wives hurt you, but you never have spoken unkindly about them. You've told the facts about the situation and what happened, but you've never bashed them. You've never spoken unkindly about them. And I think that is a real, you're to be commended for that.
Well, thank you.
So we realize that
Excuse me.
there's a lot more to this story. And especially if you're a Christian, there's a lot more to the subject of divorce, and it can depend on what denomination you're a part of, what your beliefs are, what your personal experience has been, and we will address some of those topics at a later time. But for now, we just pray that God blesses you richly, and if you are married, we pray that He blesses your marriage to the fullest. And we will see you again on the next
On the
episode.
next episode, God bless. Good night.
Good night.